leads me back to my forsakenness, back to my situations, back to my struggle. My chance, my guilt, right? My death. My suffering. I'm in this flow, and this flow doesn't ever stop. Okay? Here, actually, this should start off with my forsakenness or my abandonment in situations. And that's really... Sorry. Forsakenness in situations. The forsakenness, my abandonment, my being thrown into the world. And I have already, you know, all of my sociocultural development. And I have all of the things that have been brought about from me. But as I doubt those things that I've encountered, I'm led to wonder. But wonder always leads, in some sense, to a kind of knowledge. Right? And knowledge is knowledge because it has a certain kind of certainty. But the certainties that I keep encountering actually end up being the certainty that things don't always work out the way we plan them to because stuff happens. The certainty that there's never a surcease of suffering. The certainty that everything is some kind of struggle. The certainty that I have done things that I regret, and the certainty that I will die. And inside of this flow, if all we do is stay inside subject-object dichotomy, if all we do is stay inside of what we can objectify and what we can know without any doubt, right? Even in the pretense of that, then we never actually attain freedom. The whole point of recognizing this flow is actually not to be caught in that circle, but it's to keep going until you shoot out. Okay? This is the experience of freedom. And you hit it for a little while, and you come back to earth. Sometimes slowly. Right? But this can only happen when you let go of your desire for security. Okay? This is why all philosophical discourse is so incomplete. It calls for completion out of the being of she who hears it. Philosophy does not give, it can only awaken, it can remind.